Michael Delzato joins us now, at Michael Delzato on Twitter. Mike, thanks a lot for doing this. How are you, pal?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. How's the DJ career going?
It's good. It's fun. You know, it's become a big hobby of mine. It's something I really enjoy doing. How I kind of got into it was I was one of the few single guys in Philly, and every time I was getting back from the rink on practice days, it was about 1 o'clock, and I found myself watching Netflix for 6-7 hours, and then cooking dinner, and then watching Netflix again, and I was like, oh man, like I gotta maybe do something more productive with my life, or can't be watching Netflix 10 hours a day on our off days. So I always had a huge passion for music, and I played the saxophone growing up, and I ended up buying a saxophone again, started practicing and taking lessons with that, and I ended up just teaching myself how to DJ, just watching tutorials online, and I have a couple buddies of mine who are pretty big DJs in the world, and just getting together with them and learning from them, and it's just become a big hobby of mine, and as anything you do, practice makes perfect, and was making mixes for the locker room for the guys, and they seem to enjoy it, and just became a fun thing, and now it's kind of blown up a little bit.
Okay, so when you say making mixes for the guys in the room, and I used to do, I'm significantly older than you, and I used to do this for the Leafs back in when there were these things called cassettes, and we used to do the warm-up tapes for guys. And I used to do when Gilmore was a captain of the Leafs, and Wendell was on the Leafs, and Ty, I'd make their warm-up tapes, and they would listen to them in the room, and then they would, when they went out on the ice, they did warm-ups, and they would listen to some hard rock, Zeppelin, Alice in Chains, that kind of stuff. Are you the de facto in room DJ when you're on a team?
Yeah, that's I do all the in room stuff where I make my mixes at home, bring it into the locker room and play for the guys, and we get some fun stuff. Sometimes I'll just jump on the mic and give a couple of the boys a shout out or chirp a couple of guys, and it just becomes a fun thing in the room where you get a couple laughs out of the guys and get to know some of the guys' favorite songs or what gets them going before the game. And last year I started making the on-ice warm-up mixes as well, which was fun, those 15 minutes you're warming up on the ice and getting the guys going, and you see some of the old school arenas, they got guys still playing AC/DC from back in the day, and it's not really something that gets me going anymore, to be honest with you, so I just kind of switch it up, and the boys seem to like it, and I try to do a new one every 3-4 weeks, and it's just become something that the guys enjoy, I enjoy, and it's just another thing that brings the team closer together.
So what are some of the songs? Is it all electronic? Is it all EDM? Is it hip-hop? What's your go-to? Or do guys give you input and say, hey, I don't like that, can you change this up?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, guys like a lot of them. There would be the odd song that some guys, we had last year in Philly, Jake Voracek was a huge AC/DC fan, and I was trying to get him off that, and he loves his rock and roll, and I'm not a rock and roll guy at all. So the odd mix, I'd throw on, a courtesy 30, 45 seconds of a AC/DC song or whatnot. But he seemed to, I kind of got him to expand or broaden his horizon a little bit and get some more, a little more EDM in his life. And I'd find some stuff where guys would enjoy the odd hip-hop song here and there because Simmer loved hip-hop. So it's just trying to cater to everyone. And like anything you do, you're not going to make everyone happy. So sometimes you got to take a little bit of criticism, but that's not a big deal. I got thick skin, so it doesn't faze me at all. But for the most part, yeah, it is EDM, different types of house music. But for me, like my favorite stuff is a lot of vocals. I play a lot of old school vocals with like a little bit of my own mix to it with a heavier beat to kind of pump up the guys before the game.
It's great. It sounds like you're into it, and it sounds like the most important part of it is you put some work into it, which is, like you said, you're going home and watching Netflix, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there going, what am I doing watching TV for 7 hours a day? And you did something about it. Yeah. That's cool.
Exactly. That's kind of my mindset and how I was raised by my parents and anything I do. I always try to be the best, and if I'm going to put work or effort into something, I'm not going to just give half my effort. I'm going to give everything I have and try to be the best at that. So that's something I'm trying to get to, and something I truly enjoy, and each day learning and trying to become more involved and more educated in what I'm doing.
So you're at the BioSteel camp, something you've done for several years. You have your own team. You go we had Tyler Seguin on yesterday. You go against Seguin, and you've got another new team this year in the Vancouver Canucks. And look, Delzato and Gagne have some common ground. You got Gagne coming to that team as well, and they picked you both up, and you guys were both reasonably priced for them. I think it's going to turn out well for them, and it's going to turn out for you. What's your mindset going to a new team?
Just a new team. Really, really excited. Vancouver, one of my favorite cities. First time in a Canadian market for me, which I'm really excited about. It doesn't matter where you are. Anytime you come back to Canada, it's just a different feel when you play a game there. You know, they just live and breathe hockey. So I'm super excited for that. A new team, a very young team. I think the biggest thing that I'm excited for there is embracing that leadership role. And that's something I've taken on, the last year or two. And, you know, I'm not old by any means, but I'm not 19 anymore. And going into my ninth season, I've been through lots of ups and downs, some off years, some really good years, a bunch of injuries, which, it takes a lot of mental toughness and mental strength to overcome those, especially some of the ones I had where you're up for, 6 months. It's not easy to kind of wake up every morning, put your work boots on and know that you're not playing for 6 months, but you're rehabbing and trying to get yourself better to come back, better than you were before. So the leadership side is something that really excites me. I love picking young guys' brains and being there for them to talk to. I'm anyone who gets to know me personally knows that I'm a pretty open person. I'm an open book. Love to joke around, love to have fun, and tease the boys in the locker room. And it's very rare you see me without a smile on my face.
Well, and how hard is that at times, though? Like you said, going through injuries. And our guest is Michael Delzato from the Vancouver Canucks. And look, you go through some trials and tribulations. Everybody does. How hard is it to keep that smile on your face at all times? There's got to be times where you don't feel like smiling.
It's very tough. It's very tough. The worst one I think I've ever had was 2 seasons ago when I tore a ligament off my hand. And I didn't think I was hurt. I had some imaging done, and I was told I was fine. It wasn't... everything was okay. I ended up playing 2 more months and realized that I had a torn ligament right off the bone. I wasn't able to hold my stick or anything, and I battled with it as long as I could, and ended up getting to the point where I had surgery, and I was out 6 months, and there was, that's a long time. It's not a little tweak or a little fracture where, it's 4 weeks. 6 months was a long time, and you learn a lot about yourself when you go through those tough times. Obviously, when things are going well and you're having a good time, it's pretty easy to come to the rink or to the gym with a smile on your face, but that's when you learn a lot about yourself and the character you have is when you're dealing with those tough times. And a lot of those times, no one else is really there to help you out along the way, and it's just you pushing yourself and knowing where you want to be and what you want to do when you are healthy and having that, as I talked about before, that thick skin and that mental toughness.
And it's interesting because what people don't talk about is the amount of psychological support that pro athletes will get. You talk about strength and conditioning coaches, you talk about the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, hitting coach, tennis players have their coaches, but there's some guys that are there to support you mentally, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing with today's game is you have someone who's there to help you with any little thing that you're battling or that you're going through. Now you have, even when I was coming up, the nutrition wasn't really a big thing. It wasn't until I was drafted to the NHL where I really understood the impact that nutrition had on your life and your well-being, your health, your performance on the ice. And now that's a huge thing. Almost every team that I know of at least has a nutritionist, and they're really monitoring what you're eating, when you're eating, stuff like that. So there's just so much access that you have now because, as you see, with the way the game's going, it's getting so much faster, younger, the speed of the game, the agility, and it's just, one little minor thing is as far as nutrition or mental health, dealing with a psychologist, something so little can help you so much more. And that's the difference in today's game is so minuscule. So there's so many different areas that they provide to try to make you a better hockey player.
Michael, thanks a lot for doing this. Good luck this season and the BioSteel camp going this week. And tell us what's going on down there. You guys haven't scrimmaged yet, right? When do you start the tournament? Is that tomorrow?
No, we have. That's just Thursday. So
okay, so it's one day, right?
Yesterday, today. Yeah, it's just one day. So yesterday and today, we just worked out and skated after. We had a little practice. Thursday will be the round robin tournament and the finals all day there. I believe it starts at 10 a.m. at St. Mike's. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to drop by on Wednesday. I'll say hello. Thanks a lot for doing this, and good luck this season in Vancouver, pal.
Thanks so much. See you tomorrow. Have a great day.